This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Got a video to shoot right now looking at the shotgun with the Boyd's Gun Stock on it right now. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. The election could have gone either way. But there was a couple of things going on. The people who supported Trump and his agenda won, and the people who did not. Like Mia Love, you just heard on the news how he said he got no love from Mia Love and she's gone. Yeah, that's because the problem here is that for a lot of... There was 38 members of the House, 38 Republicans in the House, who decided just to quit being legislators. And a lot of them were not down with Trump's program. They were not down with the way he does things. They were not down with him, something. They were not down with that. So for them, a lot of these guys, the Jeff Flakes of the world, all these guys that have been out there telling you for years and years and years and years, give me your money, give me your vote, and as soon as there's enough of the power there in place for me, I'll give you what you want. And then he got it. Then some of these people got it, and then they didn't do it. And that's part of the reason the House flipped. Because nobody wants those do-nothing Republicans in there. So 38 of them are gone, and they just quit. And the others that lost, I don't know, I don't know the exact numbers on that. It was enough of a flip to where it flipped over to the tentative majority they have right now, which will be very difficult for them to defend in 2020 because they're not going to do anything. They're not going to be able to do anything. That's item number one. Item number two. They had a lot of sputtering things happen. A lot of sputtering things happen. And the biggest sputtering thing is that there was no blue wave. There was no blue wave. It wasn't a blue puddle. It was maybe a little bit of blue drizzle. And blue drizzle was going to happen anyway. But in, you know, when Clinton was president, he lost a lot of ground. And then when Obama was president, and we'll go over those numbers in a little bit, but he lost a lot of ground. And those were, in fact, tsunamis. And what they expected here was to see the same kind of thing because that had happened in recent memory. And what they forgot to look at was, well, it didn't happen. It happened to Democrats. It happened to Clinton after he passed one of the big sweeping federal gun control bills to ever pass in the nation, the Omnibus Crime Bill, the Brady, the Brady background checks, all that other stuff, the assault weapon ban, all those things that he passed. And then he woke up the next morning and he had a new Congress to deal with in 1995. Obama passed Obamacare, squandered every little bit of political clout he had to get Obamacare. They had the same thing, right? He woke up with the same thing Clinton had in his first 2 years. He got out there and he said, hey, I've got the power. Elections have consequences. We're going to do what we want. This is clearly what the people want, John McCain. They did all that stuff. And then he woke up in 2010, and he lost the House. And then very shortly after that, I can't remember if it's 2012 or 2014, he lost the Senate. He lost the Senate. Even, it wasn't 2012 because I think we didn't get the Senate till 2014. So, because in 2013 he proposed and tried to get universal background checks, which he could not get past the Senate when the Democrats controlled the Senate, when Harry Reid was the majority leader. So, there were a lot of things this was not. This was not the successful referendum against Trump they hoped it would be. It wasn't. It was not that. Most of the things they wanted it to be, it just simply never really materialized. And on the one hand, I feel sort of bad for them. On the other hand, I think it's sort of funny because, once again, they believed their own hype right up to the very last minute. And then even the New York Times was walking it back. CNN began to walk it back. I was surprised that Fox News called the House for the Democrats as early as they did. And all of you that look at Fox News and say, well, at least I've got that. I don't think you have that either. I don't think you have that either. When you got people out there looking at various things, and it is impossible to be a newscaster in New York and look at a group of people coming and make your own reality at it. And I'm talking about the migrant caravan coming, where they're like, these people are just running away from persecution, and of course they just seek asylum in the American way of life. Okay. Do you know how we treat? Now, there's going to be some bad actors in that. There's going to be some bad. And let's take the same thing and make it about blood or food or whatever. Whenever they find a trace element of a disease in food, or if they find any tainting in blood, they get rid of all of it to keep that from infecting bigger groups of people. Poisoning bigger groups of people. And yet when it comes to immigration, we don't look at that in the same vein, where we say, well, if there's 4,000 of them, we think maybe 10% of them are bad actors. But that's only 400. How much effect could have that? That could have a lot of effect on the country. Can you imagine right now if we knew that 400 terrorists were operating in the United States right now? I mean, it wouldn't take much. It wouldn't take much. Let me give you a scenario. I just saw this in a movie, and I double-checked to see if this is actually possible. But cesium-137-coated dust. You know how easy that would be to move around the country? And the Democrats would be out there saying the whole time, well, you know, this is just they're just looking for... And they would do that right up until the point that they got infected by it. They would change then, but... I'm just looking at, it's either naivete or outright lying. But this was not the big slam that the Democrats thought it was going to be. It was definitely not the big slam that the media wanted it to be. Van Jones was particularly upset because the Republicans retained control of the Senate. And I'm sorry that you're so sensitive, Van. I'd really like to have a chat with him, because I know he's a highly intelligent man. And that every time I find somebody that's really highly intelligent, but they think that way, I got some serious questions I would like to ask somebody like that on a purely curious note. Why do you believe this? Why do you think this? Where are the examples of what you say being the way you say it is? Please show them to me. I will be there with you to fight them in the way I will. But it is now done. I kind of thought there was an outsider's chance that it wasn't going to be. And it wasn't what they said it was going to be. It was definitely not the blue tsunami. Never was going to be the blue tsunami, because America likes what's going on. They like making more money. They like the economy booming. They like it. And they are fully willing to keep it going. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. The best stocks in the game at the best price known in the marketplace. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. I've told you what I thought. Now let me tell you what I'm a little fearful of. Because some of these new Democrats coming in, they are some hateful, ideologically closed-minded people. And they just got elected by a bunch of people in their respective areas. And that's what makes me fearful. Obama spoke well, lied about his plan, so it's understandable why some might vote for him. But the new Democrats are honest about their hate. They like to demonize Republicans with their various name callings, like deplorables, for, you know, as an example. When they remain silent in the face of calls for violence by Maxine Waters or incivility by Hillary Clinton and death to America by Louis Farrakhan, not to mention the new anti-Semites who will enter Congress in January who call for our strategic and faithful ally Israel's destruction. You have to worry about how we're going to survive this never-ending divisiveness. Now, Trump, that was then, this is now. Back then, I would look at the way he would speak, and I was like, why does he have to go that route? Now, of course, I just love it. And at the same time, I thank God he's in office. But Donald Trump is not the cause of the Democratic hate. The cause of their hate is their lack of power. And Trump isn't responsible for the divisiveness. That began long before him and was stoked for 8 years by our community organizer in chief. Under Obama, socialism became okay. Foreign policy, well, you know, that was just a game. And we knew what he would do with Israel and the growing administrative state as well as the federal courts. And with this new Democratic Party that Obama is in part responsible for creating through his own divisive rhetoric and policies, I worry that America remaining a place in which we can all coexist, prosper, and be safe may be a pipe dream. When so many on the Democratic side embrace people like Farrakhan or don't denounce his language and hate, including all the anti-Semitism, we need to worry. We need to worry. When so many ignorant people are elected to high office, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We all need to learn how to say her name because she is the epitome of the new Democrat coming in. She's simply a moron, and who knows nothing about the world? She doesn't know anything about the Constitution, or history, which is, you know, sort of the thing I would sort of expect for, I don't know. A new chosen leader or representative. How can we have faith that the country will remain the greatest civilization of all time? Identity politics is the new thing, and it is flourishing. Oh my gosh, it's flourishing. It is so big now. It's gigantic. It's like a growth industry. And identity politics is going to be a big old issue at some point, and we definitely need to look at that in the way that it should be looked at, which is to say, we can't afford it. We cannot afford identity politics. Now, Rashida Tlaib, she has no interest in furthering our best interest. She only cares about destroying Israel and replacing it with a Palestinian state. Now she's a congresswoman. Dianne Fine Frankenstein survived. Nancy Pelosi, while she can't form an articulate sentence, she is probably going to be the next speaker. The House committee chairs, they all suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. And while they care about is wielding their power to destroy his presidency, and then regain the White House and the Senate. When I was a kid, Kennedy was the president. When I was a newborn baby, he was the president. He was a pro-NRA guy and a Democrat. And the Democrat Party today is a shell of that. They still spell their name the same way, but everything has changed inside the building. And as the demographics of the country change, the Republicans have limited days of retaining political power in the country, at least in the House. The populist backlash that led to Trump will have its own backlash. Everything has backlash. Bush derangement syndrome, which was nothing compared to the Trump version, led to Obama. His unlawfulness led to Trump. Look at who's running on the Democrat side in 2020. They're all extremists who, like Obama, want to transform America. But they don't have to try too hard, as the pathetic state of our immigration policy is always transforming the country. And then you couple that with the horrible state of our higher learning institutions, which pump out the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world. And you see what we got. So add in a completely biased media and the death of true journalism, and why would anybody be optimistic, I guess? Now, this time around, Obama and Oprah and all the loons came out. They tried to go into middle America. And that didn't work out too well because they all lost. Now, in order to bridge the divide, we don't know who that person's going to be. It isn't going to be Trump. And it's not going to be any of the Democrats running. Trump is great on policy, but he's not a diplomat. That's why he hires people to do that for him. Pence, he might have that ability. Nikki Haley, who I always thought of as a political lightweight, came into her own as the UN ambassador, and I think she might have that skill set. Ron DeSantis, who just won in Florida, is going to run there for a term or two, which means probably through Pence's time as president and then, the next 6 years of Trump being president. And then he may give it a shot. And the GOP has a deep bench. They got Tom Cotton. They got Ted Cruz. The party has a future. Now, where we take that is going to be up to us largely. We're going to have to demand a little bit of sanity out of some of these people. A little bit of responsibility out of all of these people that we let serve for us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned at the request of President Trump. The Justice Department announced that Matt Whitaker will be the acting Attorney General. Sessions did leave the Justice Department a short time ago. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio had a huge announcement on Fox Business.
We have to stand up and defend the White House. We have to stand up and work with the president over these next 2 years and show the American people why we deserve to be back in the majority so we can ultimately get done what they sent us here to do. That's what I want to do if given the opportunity by my colleagues to lead us in the minority.
Aside from voting for candidates, we also had a bunch of ballot initiatives in states. Some of the more ones of note people may care about. In Michigan, they legalized recreational marijuana, and they're going to have a 10%
10% excise tax on a marijuana purchase. And Montana residents rejected a measure that would have raised the cigarette sales tax from $2 to $3.70 a pack. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
You know, I've done two projects with Boyd's gun stock so far. I have done the Ruger Scout Rifle, and I have done the Remington 870. Refurbished, which the Remington 870 was probably 20, 30 years old. I don't know how old it was. So, getting a chance to bring that back to life was sort of nice. And now it runs like a, I don't know what. Very impressive piece. So, Boyd's, there's a quality to them where you look at this and you're combining craftsmanship with some high quality, high edge, highly extreme amount of R&D, and all of it is really affordable. I mean, I've directed people to Boyd's gun stocks, and they look at them and say, I can't believe it costs that much. Their number one stock, I think you may be able to jack it. There are some stocks you look at them and they're like $700-$800. They're as much as a rifle by themselves. And with Boyd's, you can take it and move them that far if you want to, but I mean, the one that I use is $189, the at one. So go check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Now, while this election was not a blue wave, it was also not shark fin soup for the Republicans either, because they lost the House by a very small margin. But the big loser in all of this is not the American people. No, no, the American people. Things are a little more difficult, but a lot of American people voted for these people. Yeah. You know, the American, the big loser here is the hard campaigning President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. The guy who thought he was the star of the Democratic Party, and who, throwing the tradition of former presidents staying aloof from politics out the window, campaigned long and hard and loud for the Democrats, and the ones he fought the hardest for lost. And now he's politically irrelevant, powerless, and embarrassment. Sort of sorry about that legacy thing there, Barrio. First, he did some easy ones, and those candidates marched right through, and they would have marched right through Obama or no Obama. Tim Kaine in Virginia, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Jennifer Wexton of Virginia for the House, J.B. Pritzker for the Illinois governorship, a couple of minor leaguers from the House of Illinois, Tiger Lawns. Kaine and Pritzker were favors. Favors were repaid, and they ran in blue states anyway, as did the Illinois pickups. Manchin was primarily reelected because he voted for Kavanaugh. So, once again, Obama is irrelevant here. But he campaigned for Joe Donnelly, who lost in Indiana. He campaigned for Bill Nelson, which that's still, it's going to look like he lost. I think Scott beat him. Andrew Gillum, who lost. Stacey Abrams of Georgia for governor, who lost. These were the ones that Obama went hoarse screaming for. Yelling and waving his arms. His voice would crack. His speeches described as fiery. Telling voters to vote for these guys or die. With Gillum in particular. Racial appeals were a factor and Obama's presence was supposed to help. And Gillum had a big media buildup about being a first black governor of Florida as an argument to draw votes. Which isn't that racism? To get out there and say we should do this because he's black. Isn't that racism? Is that reverse racism? He cried racism to fend off the corruption charges. And adding Obama to campaign was obviously part of the appeal. This time, the race politics identity card turned out to be expired. And the reason Obama would do something like this is to get a chip in the game. So what did he get? He got nothing. He got zip. He got nada. The voters noticeably rejected the ex-president's appeal for votes. Everybody's got that T-shirt already. The Obama endorsement is neither prized nor coveted. The campaign stop obviously isn't the election winner in a tight race it used to be. In fact, with these midterms, when it matters, Obama is a complete and total bust. And the lesson here that Democrats will surely notice is that it is largely useless. Obama's not going to be easy to get off the stage given his love for the limelight, but I suspect we'll be hearing a lot less about Obama on the campaign trail, except in the easiest races, as the reality of what has happened really does truly start to sink in. Now, okay, so the House is won by the Democrats. This is not necessarily good for them. The Democrats have set this up to where the judiciary is actually who's legislating nowadays. This is the way they set this up. Now, why this is a problem is that by 2040, most of America will be living in 15 states. This is a demographic shift that we're seeing. And while this may make it possible for these 15 states to control the House, it will never make it possible for them to control the Senate. Because all they will control will be 30 Senate seats, two per state, which will leave the other 70 to the rest of America. Which means that the Senate, going forward, is going to be harder and harder for them to wrest from this as they continue to compartmentalize themselves and move into these clusters of these large population centers to be near each other and to enjoy the fruits of all of this progressivism. Now, that's a problem. That's a big issue. They're going to have to decide whether they want to live in Nebraska or New York. Yeah. Whether they want to live in the Carolinas or California. I mean, we see how this is working. Even the squeakers, right? You know, I say all the time that money doesn't buy elections, but it does buy advertising. And with most people get their political information from the big magic box, which is controlled by the leftists. So when they get out there and they're saying, well, I'm looking for the real McCoy, the Don Lemons of the world are going to look into the camera very solemnly and say, I'm telling you the truth. And they're going to believe it. And so they go the way they go. And even in these squeaker contests, still enough of the conservative base turns out to keep Florida red, to keep Georgia red. Beto O'Rourke, I mean, today, let's see, somebody, I think, was it Reuters? Reuters declared him a winner even though he lost. Alyssa Milano was being asked, how do you feel now that your boy lost? They threw a lot of money at this. This is really their best effort. It really was. They all coalesced around the hate for Trump. No message whatsoever. Just, we hate Trump. That's it. That's our message. We hate Trump. So, yeah. They have painted themselves into a corner. They will either have to learn how to share power, which is something they have no concept of. That's like me saying, breathe water. Or they're going to have to just be content with the fact that they're not going to be in charge of nothing. The Electoral College will still stay in play the way it is. The interior of the United States will still, and all of the states that Hillary won are these 15 states we're talking about here. But these are the states everybody's moving to. All the leftists want to move there. So I'll see you. I wish you guys the best. Go ahead and move there and enjoy what you're going to be in charge of. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel. Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, one thing I haven't done yet, as much as I've been talking about it, I got to go out and I got to go shoot this Boyd's scout rifle. And I can tell you this, it feels a lot better shouldering the thing. And I'm going to invite a scout rifle master down here. And he's going to learn me in the ways. Because I've gotten all the comments from you. I have gotten all the comments from everybody out there telling me, well, you don't shoot bolt guns very often, do you? No, I don't. You are honestly telling the truth there, buddies. You are absolutely telling the truth. So, no, I don't. But he will be bringing a scout rifle up here with a Boyd's gun stock on it. So, there you have it. Now then, final analysis from me, by myself anyway. They wanted us to believe that there was going to be a Democratic tsunami. So let's go over the numbers. In 1994, in the midterm elections, first ones for Bill Clinton, when Bubba got elected. First time up, he lost 54 House seats, 8 Senate seats, and 10 governorships. That was a tsunami. But not as big as it could be. In the 2010 midterm elections, Democratic President Barack Obama lost 63 House seats, 6 Senate seats, and 29 governorships. This was a extinction-level event. In the 2018 midterm elections, Donald Trump lost a couple of dozen House seats, confirming the historical precedent, and expanded robustly his Senate seats, and the number of governorships were split. More importantly, he won governorship races in swing states like Florida and Ohio, which will be extremely beneficial for his reelection in 2020. So, no tsunami in 2018. If this was any kind of wave at all, it was a green wave. And the, you know, they pumped in, the Democrats pumped in extraordinary amounts of money to little or no avail. In Texas and Georgia, their contenders for Senate and governorship lost. It was, and I love it. I love the money spent that just goes for nothing. Now, the left and their media will keep on bragging until 2020 about their House small margin takeover. But what does this mean? What does it actually mean? Because despite the temporary defeat in the House, which it's a defeat, there is a silver lining too. The House Republicans were never loyal 100% to the president anyway. Many of them were rhinos, never Trumpers and moderates, not on the same page with the president's policies, which are, let's do it right now. Most of them decided not to run again for the 2018 midterm election, starting with the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Does this prove loyalty to the president? I don't think so. They chose to abandon the president. They chose to abandon you. They chose to abandon the office they sought. And they abdicated from their responsibilities to sustain a solid reformation of the American society, which was well within their grasp. They were used to promising their voters for years that they would get things done. And then Trump actually came along and then just got things done. And they hated him for that. Many of their seats were won by Democrats who managed to get a small majority in the House. Now, a lot of the Republicans now, which will have been elected since November the 6th, are now more loyal to the president, and he can rely on them. No more Paul Ryans, no more Bob Corkers, no more Jeff Flakes. There's other good news. In the post-election euphoria, the House Democrats are going to discover that they're not so united anymore after they get the power in the lower chamber. How the newly elected Democratic former military members will get along with their wacko socialist colleagues, that's going to be fascinating to watch. And while the Republican prima donnas will disappear due to the party's expansion in the Senate, there will be new Democratic prima donnas emerging in the House. And not all of them will want Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House. Not all of them will side unanimously with their party colleagues when legislation is about to pass. Not all of them are going to demonize President Trump 24/7, and definitely not all of them will automatically reject bipartisan deals. The near future will tell us if, in the end, the temporarily euphoric Democrats are going to want to take their new job seriously and legislate or continue to resist while they're in power and investigate. Now, America, while the mainstream, fake stream, legacy media is in control of the lamestream, fake stream, legacy media, the American people have a variety of different ways to monitor what goes on in Washington. They figured it out now. They're old hands at it. There's talk radio. And there's talk radio. Well, you know, you get what I'm saying. They're going to monitor the Democrats for 2 years. They're going to monitor that performance very closely. And Americans are actually pretty good sense people. Ultimately, what they want is jobs and not mobs, Kavanaugh and not the caravans, and results, not the resist movement. If the Republicans can get their collective stuff together and come out with a cognizant message and lay out how they intend to do it, a la Newt Gingrich, they all ought to try to get a audience with Mr. Newt and sit down and say, how did you do it? Because he knew how to nationalize a House race. Newt Gingrich did. At least he did once in 1994. So get with him, and then, like Donald Trump, understand that you're still going to have a majority in the Senate if you can win back the House in 2020, and then sit down with Donald Trump and say, if you will help us get this majority, we will pass this and we will send it to you. What is it that you want in return? And Trump will say border wall, or he'll say something. But he's going to say this to Nancy Pelosi too. He's already called Nancy Pelosi and said, I want to work with you. I will support you as a House Speaker. I will do this. I will do that for you and everything else. And he's getting a chip in her game. Trump is one of the savviest operators I've ever seen. Most of the time, these guys will call and say, I've called to extend my congratulations. While at the same time, they're sitting back going, well, that's a bunch of junk, you know, and cussing under their breath and all this other stuff. My thing is refuted. But Trump knew that he was fighting Republicans, too. He knew that. So for Trump, he's looking at this as a reset. He gets to reset the landscape. And he's still in control of the landscape. Still very much in control of it. So he is, you know, I saw him going after Jim Acosta today. He still plays the room exactly the way it needs to be played. And right now, he's got, everybody is so mad at him now about the way he treats the media. This is completely un-American the way he treats the press. He's calling us the enemy of the people. Well, one, it's true. Most of America thinks you are the enemy of the people. They're worried about you. I don't know why we're worried about you, because you can't really do nothing. All you can do is say things. Sure, there's a lot of people that think you tell the truth, but, you know, give them time. They'll see the error of their ways, and there's nothing like a jilted lover to change their mind. And I mean, you're just messed up. You've messed up big time at that point. So, there are many serious reasons for the Republicans not to feel too pessimistic. And there's a whole bunch of reasons why the Democrats should definitely not get to feeling too optimistic about what happened yesterday. It's one of those isms, if you will, a schism in time, a schism in the fabric of us moving to a reformation of American society. Not a transformation, a reformation. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten, writer, instructor, cool dude. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions. The samurai. And the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.